miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And we have the tick guy. That's right, the world's expert on ticks. Dr. Tom Mather is coming live with us at 1:30 the hour. And we already have about 6 questions on our email line for him. Email at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. You can ask us any question on anything in medicine or any of the stories. Bridget's here to answer them, and I'm here to fill in as well. Udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com, or 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Sonar gets lonesome when you don't call in. So, we said 12%, we left with 12% of women were happy with their bodies. They had basically had, were thinner than, in fact, the national average. Mm-hmm. The national, we consider healthy between 21 and 25, but really 23, 24, and 25. That's BMI. You can go on, you just put BMI in your Google and it'll go on, or go to sharecare.com. Sharecare.com and put in BMI, or ubeauty.com and put in BMI, and both will get you a BMI calculator. You need to know your height and weight, weight in pounds, buck naked as we say, height the same way, and it'll calculate your BMI. Bridget, what's your BMI?
It's about 22 to 23.
22 to 23. Okay, so this story
says... What's your BMI?
24.2.
I should probably find out what mine is exactly.
Now, tell me what the story said. So the women who had BMIs of 28 weren't very happy with it.
Right.
And what weren't they happy with?
Well, they weren't happy with their shape and their size. And then, actually, women that reported being satisfied with their size and shape reported in a separate question that 50% of those women, they reported not liking their stomach or face. So even the 12% that were satisfied still had some kind of issue with their body. And the big difference between the two groups is that 10% of the women that were satisfied with their body said that they have tried dieting in the past 5 years. But 39% of the dissatisfied women claims that they had tried dieting within the past year or 5 years, which shows that the women that were more okay with their body were less likely to diet. And a lot of times when you become so consumed with maybe having excess weight that it can sometimes lead to trendy diets, extreme diets that end up not helping at
all.
So,
in addition, the women who were satisfied,
yes,
exercised 5 hours a week.
Yes.
And the others, people don't exercise 3 hours a week in general. Do they count walking and all the other stuff, or how did they get
I don't know.
Okay, we'll find out later, and we'll report next week.
But
so, wait, go ahead. On this study. We've done too much on it already.
The tips to feel better about your body image in general are to focus more on being healthy rather than on dieting, because it can create more sustainable, lifelong lifestyle choices. So eating a variety of healthy foods, finding healthy foods that you like instead of starving yourself, because sometimes when you starve yourself, your body tends to hold on to more calories and you expend less. Getting enough sleep is key, and Dr. Roizen's going to talk about that a little later for other reasons.
So getting enough sleep so you don't eat a lot of sugar, that's key. The second one was
eating a variety of foods and not starving yourself, because then you tend to expend less energy. Exercising, walking 10,000 steps a day, as Dr. Roizen always recommends. Wearing clothes that fit so you still feel good about yourself and your body. And watching more foreign movies and avoiding fashion magazines.
Now, foreign movies?
Because foreign movies, they from France and Japan.
I actually found this interesting.
I did too. So they have older women in the movies than you see in the U.S. movies, and the women also tend to be fuller, curvier than the skinny actresses that are usually the stars of the United States movies. And then also to avoid fashion magazines, because most of the time the trends and the style are targeted at a younger age group that are skimpier clothes a lot of times and won't make women feel good about themselves.
Now, we did that study on the Ad Omega segment before.
Yes.
On glucose, higher glucose in non-diabetics associated with smaller hippocampuses and worse memory in the elderly being, if you will, in that study, 60 and above. Another study that actually linked something to Alzheimer's disease or memory failure was less sleep. And this was two studies, one from the Baltimore Longitudinal Aging Group out of Hopkins, which showed that people, they just looked at people who got less sleep over time, and those people developed more memory dysfunction and more signs of Alzheimer's proteins in their brain. The other one was a very interesting study. It was an animal study showing, and then a human study follow-up, showing that actually you clear the protein associated with Alzheimer's during sleep. The brain doesn't have lymphatics. Lymphatics are normally parts of your body's circulatory system that take waste back to your circulation so it can get rid of it. It pumps it to the liver and kidney, and then it gets rid of it after it comes back in the lymph. Well, the brain doesn't have any lymph. But what they found is it opens up, if you will, communication or circulatory portions in sleep that get rid of your waste. So sleep is needed to get rid of waste. The more you sleep, the more or higher percentage of waste you get rid of. And then getting rid of this Alzheimer's protein waste causes, means you have less inflammation in your brain, less memory dysfunction. So that's what, so excess sleep, good because you don't need as much sugar, good because you get rid of bad stuff in the brain. We'll call that the Well Beyond Wellness segment. So how much sleep do you get? And kids in school don't get enough sleep, right?
Oh, yeah, I would say that that's pretty common. I used to, when I was in undergrad, probably my first 2 years, I would cram study the night before. I'm kind of a last minute person in general. And I found that I was unsuccessful with that. So I changed my approach to sleeping more always the night before an exam. Even if I don't know all the material, I think that I tend to do better. Even if I don't know all the material, if I sleep.
Well, in sleep, you actually cement memories. So that's probably true.
Well, and I think that then I have better critical thinking skills when I'm in the exam. So even if I don't know something, I'm better able to at least wing something and come up with a rational explanation for or justification for my response. So definitely, I think that that's a huge problem with kids in school.
And so not getting enough sleep is also a huge problem. How much sleep? Your roommate is a medical student now. How much sleep does she get?
I'd say probably 7 to 8 hours.
Oh, so she's getting an awful lot compared to what we got.
We go to bed really early, and then we wake up really early. But it works well. And she doesn't cram at all. She reviews all of her lectures the day after the class so that she knows everything. So she doesn't get super stressed around exam times, which is, it works well for her.
Okay. We'll do another, I think we can get, I'm not sure we can get another one in, but let's talk about TV fast food advertising.
Oh my God, I loved this study. So they looked at over 2,000 United States youth and then saw whether there was a correlation between their ability to identify different fast food advertisements and their obesity. So they found, and then based on the questions that they asked them for if they could recognize 20 different advertisements, they assigned a scale of points. For every 1 point increase in TV food advertising receptivity scores, they found that the odds of obesity increased by 19%.
So what this means is, whether you're obese, you recognize the ads, or whether it is recognizing the ads causes obesity, we don't know.
Yeah.
We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show with the Tick Guy. All your questions about ticks, and we got a ton of them to ask from you. Keep sending them to us, UDOCS, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S.